Thank you for the amazing things that are happening in my life. Thank you for the feelings. Thank you for the feelings. Thank you for making me feel so good. Thank you for making me feel so good. Thank you. I feel so great. Thank you. For I am so lucky. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. And when you start doing this, you are now transmitting that feeling with power and intensity. And guess what's going to be coming back? Throughout the day, you're going to have more thoughts of things that will make you feel lucky, thankful, blessed, wow, wonder. And then you're going to start getting events, circumstances, and people which make you feel that exact same way. That's how it works. That is how it works. So you must feel good now. It is the most important thing every day. Number one is to feel good now. And when you don't feel, now, the list I gave you, you should be doing many of these things on a regular basis anyway. This will give you a base so that you don't feel that bad. So if you're eating right, if you're taking nutritional whole food supplements, if you've done some cleansing to get toxins out, if you have some electromagnetic chaos eliminators, if you're walking on a regular basis, ideally every day, but a couple times a week, if you're using a rebounder on a regular basis, or a vibration plate, or an inversion table, if you're reading books every day, if you're listening to CDs every day, even for 15 minutes, if you're going to seminars on a regular basis, maybe once a month or once a quarter, if you're listening to your favorite music, if you're playing musical instruments, if you're outside getting some sun, if you're hugging people on a regular basis every day, if you're laughing every day, if you're smiling every day, if you get massages once in a while, if you get in the sauna once in a while, if you have a pet and you play with your pet on a regular basis, if you're doing something creative with your hands like painting or pottery, something creative on a regular basis, if you're dancing on a regular basis, by yourself, for those of you who are like, I'm afraid of dancing in public, you know, once a day, dance for a little bit. If you're singing on a regular basis, just sing in the shower. If you're cooking on occasion to create something with your hands, if you enjoy that, if you're planting things on a regular basis, playing in a garden, guess what? If you're doing all those things on a regular basis, you're going to be feeling better and 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 better. If you're doing dream building on a regular basis every day, doing some type of dream building, and ideally physically touching things, going to places, doing that as an exercise, and if you're doing what we call the appreciation drill every morning and every night, first thing you do when you wake up, before you get out of bed, right before you go to bed, right before you go to sleep, while you're in bed, and say, what am I thankful for? And just start saying, I feel lucky. What do I feel lucky about? I feel blessed. What do I feel blessed about? And you start doing this every morning and every night. Guess what? You are going to feel so much better every day and every day and every day and every day. And that ball of positive energy is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And your ability to focus, your ability to transmit those things that you want dramatically go up. And then when you do feel horrible, which will happen from time to time, a situation will happen, you know, again, you get slapped with those divorce papers, or you find out you have some horrible physical illness that you didn't aware of, you got some terrible diagnosis, or somebody that you loved one died in a car crash, and you feel terrible, use the Callahan techniques. Make sure you have access to that. Go to the Callahan website or Gary Craig website. Either learn the technique or your own, or you can deal with a practitioner. They can do this over the phone and give you the patterns of where to tap. But you can also learn how to do this on your own and use that technique. It takes less than 5 minutes, and it permanently eliminates that trauma so you can immediately feel better. If you have this access, you will feel much better. And then your ability to use the technique, which is, what do I want? You know, I want to get out of debt. Okay, now you focus on what you want. I want to get out of debt. You don't put a timeline on it. And you start transmitting that with energy. And the energy is, I'm getting out of debt. How am I going to feel when I get out of debt? And you start getting that emotion of anticipation and feeling good. It's going to be much easier for you to believe that you can achieve these goals and objectives when you're doing all these techniques and you're feeling good every day, every day, every day. Because your ball of positive energy is going to get better. And again, when you build up this dream, the things that you have to believe and say in your head is, you can't be focused on the other side of the training balance scale, the how. You can't be focused on looking on your radar screen. It's perfectly okay to say, I'm getting out of debt. I don't know how. Because that's true. You don't. I have no idea. As a matter of fact, based on the information that I have, it doesn't appear that I will be able to get out of debt. I can't imagine how I'm going to get out of debt. But I know I will. And I know it will happen exactly at the right time. And I know everything is going to be perfect. And I feel great. And I know this is going to happen. And it's going to happen because it's going to happen because the law of attraction works. And I'm putting out that energy. And I'm feeling the feeling of how it's going to feel when I'm out of debt. And I'm getting excited what it's going to be like. And I have no idea how long it's going to take. And it doesn't really make a difference how long it's going to take. And I'm feeling this. And start focusing on this. Now, how long should you actually do that exercise? You want to do it at least for a minute and a half, at least for 90 seconds. Will you consciously do that? Because that'll start activating then law of attraction of events. And the more you do it throughout the day, the better it is. Why? Because you become or you get what you think about most of the time. So the key, feel good now. And when you look at this, this is one of the techniques of feeling good allows you to increase desire. Now, I'll give you two other things that you can do to help increase desire as well, so that you start focusing on those things that you want instead of those things that you don't want. And that is, we talked about dream building, but I would suggest two other things. One, called a dream book. I would get a 3-ring spiral binder with pages you can put out and take out, and I would make this your dream book. And this is just writing things down. Anytime you have an idea or something you want in your life, no matter how crazy it is, I want to learn to speak German. Just grab your book and where it says dreams at the top, and on the page just write, I want to learn how to speak German. I want to learn how to cook a souffle. I want to get out of debt. I want a Ferrari. I want a yacht. I want to travel to Vienna and have coffee there. I want to have a luxury jet, no matter how crazy it is. Or it could be something as simple as I want to lose 30 pounds, or I want to drink Cristal champagne for the first time in my life.